Welcome back to the third season of the Study Abroad Tips podcast.
For international students searching for the best study abroad locations, choosing between public and private universities in the US is an important decision. Hi, this is Gauran, your study abroad guide at iSchool Connect. In this, we will look at the differences between private and public universities in the US to help international students make informed decisions about where to pursue their higher education in the United States. What are public universities? Public universities, also referred to as state universities, receive funding from the state government through public means. This type of financing helps to improve the infrastructure and educational opportunities for these universities and their students. Some top public universities are University of California, Los Angeles, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, University of California, Berkeley, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, University of Texas, Austin, and Georgia Institute of Technology. What are private universities? Private universities are not funded or run by the government. Instead, they rely on funding from students, donations from benefactors, and private sources. These institutions are among the most prominent in the world. Some top private universities are Harvard University, Stanford University, Princeton University, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, California Institute of Technology, and Columbia University. Now let's look at some major differences between public and private universities on various parameters. Number one, funding. Public universities are funded by the government, typically at the state level. They receive funding from state budgets and in some cases from federal grants and research funding. As a result, they often offer lower tuition fees for in-state residents. Private universities, on the other hand, do not receive direct government funding. They rely on other sources of income, such as tuition fees, private donations, endowments, and research grants. Number two, governance. Public universities are overseen and managed by state governments or state university systems. They are subject to state regulations and governance structures. Private universities operate independently and are governed by their own board of trustees or regents. They have more autonomy in decision making. Number three, size and enrollment. Public universities are generally larger in terms of student enrollment. They often have a more diverse student population due to their larger size and more affordable tuition for in-state residents. Private universities are typically smaller in size compared to public universities. They may have a more selective admission process and may attract students from various states and countries. Number four, tuition fees and financial aid. Public universities often offer lower tuition fees for in-state residents. Out-of-state students usually pay higher tuition rates. Public institutions may have more limited financial aid resources compared to some private universities. Private universities tend to have higher tuition fees than public universities, but they may also offer more financial aid opportunities. Many private institutions have substantial endowments that can be used to provide scholarships and grants to students. Number five, academic programs and research. Public universities often have a broader range of academic programs, particularly in areas of significant state or regional importance. They may have strong research programs, especially in fields related to the state's economic and social needs. Private institutions may offer more specialized and niche academic programs. They are also known for their research initiatives, often in collaboration with private corporations and industries. Number six, culture and campus life. Public universities usually have a more diverse campus culture due to their larger student population and broader geographic draw. They may offer a wide range of extracurricular activities and student organizations. Private universities often have a close-knit and tight campus community. They may offer a unique and distinct campus culture with a focus on specific traditions and values. Number 7, alumni network. Public universities often have large and diverse alumni networks due to their larger student populations. Private universities typically have smaller alumni networks compared to public universities due to their smaller student populations. As we wrap our exploration of public versus private universities in the US, we hope this comparison has shed light on the best fit for your educational journey. Whether you are drawn to the community of public institutions or the personalized attention of private colleges, both offer unique advantages. For more educational insights, like, share, subscribe, and remember, your path to success starts with the right choice. Keep learning and chasing your dream.